Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Today's Thursday? It's Thursday. Wow. When I found out who the... Find out who the whistleblower is. I know who the whistleblower is. I'll let you out. I'll tell you a little secret. I want to get into the CNN poll. That 50% of Americans now in favor of not just impeaching Trump, but getting rid of him, throwing him out of office, taking him, hanging him. Wow. Where are they coming up with that figure? Hmm? Is that an article from The Onion? I mean, The Onion doesn't even exist anymore, in my opinion, because reality is so much better. Okay, folks, I'll spill it right now. The whistleblower was Pierre Delecto, okay? That's who it is, Pierre Delecto. Oh, wow, I'll tell you. I want to get into also the fact checks on the cyclist who said that, you know, it's a false. Science does not have any evidence to suggest that a woman is better than a man when it comes to cycling or bicycling or whatever-ling. You know, no matter what you do, if I'm a girl, you know, if I think I'm a girl, guess what? And I was born a man, I don't have any advantage over you if I think I'm a woman. Okay, I'll get into that. Republicans stormed into a secret room where Schiff had been running closed-door impeachment hearings. Secret room, how secret could it be if they knew where he was? I'm glad they did it, but are they playing face? Are they like, look at what Trump's doing. He's going up against the establishment, and people are kissing his butt and loving him. Maybe we need to do the same thing to save our skins. I'll get into that. We the people need to do that. We the people need to remind Pocahontas and Peloso and ADD that we are your boss. And I did say ADD. No, it wasn't a mistake. That's what I'm going to call her from now on. Screw calling her AOC. I'm going to call her ADD. That's what she is. Miami Beach, because of know-it-all spring break partiers, smoking pot in public can land you behind bars. And, of course, someone's going to say, well, I'm smoking legal hemp. It's legal. Well, cigarettes might be legal, but if you can't smoke it in a place, you can't smoke it. I also want to get into how Manchester United did against Partizan today. That much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, folks. I really hope you do. It's going to be a good show, all things considered. I do have a PayPal link. So if you want to donate, like and share. Please like and share, comment. Let me know you're here. You know, if you want to comment, let me know you're here, whatever. You know, if you want to help make the conversation even better, Minar or whatever, where's this? I know I'm going to say it wrong, but I actually got fans from MYANMAR. Mine are. It's a country. It has India, borders with India and China. Yeah, it's a little country. It was in the conversation. So welcome, gentlemen and ladies. Welcome. I have people from all over the world. It's just flabbergasting, that, you know. But when you do what you do, I mean, look at Britain. The Brexit. I think Britain's trying to keep the people in check so that they don't have a revolution over there. You know, I can't wait to see the Brits take the tea and throw it over the London Bridge. Any British people watching, I support you. If you have a tea party, I'll go over there. I'll help you. I'll help dump the tea in the water. Hell, the British people would probably just tea. They'd probably just start drinking the water. It's the river of tea. Just saying. It's funny because when the Onion is like a parody magazine, right? You know, they do like articles, newspaper, all kinds of stuff. It's all like beyond made up stuff. I just want to get in here, folks. The Onion, you're irrelevant anymore. We don't need the Onion when you got CNN. Okay, the Onion is CNN has now overtaken you, because apparently by their poll, I wonder who is riding that poll. They're saying that 50% of Americans, I don't know what 50% they're talking to. You know, are they talking to Pierre Delecto and his family, or? But are in not only in favor of impeaching Trump, but getting rid of him, removing him from office, getting rid of him 100%. But when you go to his rallies and there's thousands of people outside, they can't get in and they'll put monitor. Yeah. When you have people standing in line, well, yeah, that's what happened to me, you know. What has the Democrat Party done for me? And I started to look up, what does the Democrat stand for? What does the Republican stand for? I was a Republican all along. I was a conservative all along. I was a conservative all along. Wait a minute. I was a Republican all along. And guess what? I'm very libertarian, but there's some things about the Libertarian Party that I disagree with. And it should be with the case of anything. You should sit there and say, okay, well, where do we go? You shouldn't agree 100% with everything a candidate's going to do. But that's many Democrats. Barack Obama was perfect. He did no wrong. Like Trump hasn't screwed up before? Go figure. Of course he has. We all have. No one's perfect, well, except for Jesus Christ. But anywho, but that's this thing we're dealing with in this country. You know, when you have people, well, 50%, I'd love to know the 50% they're talking to. These polls, well, remember, folks, all these polls had Barack Obama when he left, and it was Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. They had Hillary Clinton winning 100%. It's going to be a landslide. The only chance Trump has is maybe winning New York, maybe, because that's his home state. I doubt that, but that's his only saving grace. I don't see a landslide. I don't see a landslide. And that's what happened. They were lied to and duped. So then they had to have this Russia collusion, because Trump couldn't be a better candidate and legitimately win the thing, and your candidate, Hillary Clinton, sucks, so we have to have this Russia collusion. The Russia collusion is about as honest as Pierre Delecto in my interview with him I had, about as real as that, and I had that one. Yeah, go to my other video from Tuesday, and you can see the interview I did with Pierre Delecto. Spot on. But that's the problem. It's about time the Republicans storm in to this hidden meeting, these hidden impeachment inquiry, these closed door meetings. I hope it's not, I hope they're not just playing base and like, hey, look at what we're pretending to do. We're pretending to do something. We're pretending to work for, you know, maybe they see that we're one step away from storming D.C. and starting to take back our country. Maybe they're seeing that. Maybe they're trying to prevent that. I hope what they did was in legitimate honesty and not like, okay, let's see if we can calm down the Tea Party, or let's see if we can take these Americans who support Trump and cool them down, because they're one step away from taking back their country, and we don't want to have that. How long? Let's see if we can cool. We're not going to put the fire out, but we're just going to put some water in the ashes, and hopefully the fire dies down. You know, the thing about the when the Tea Party was huge under Barack Obama, we stopped. I didn't stop. I'm like, what's going on? Why aren't we furious? Why aren't we furious at the bullcrap that is being pushed on us? Where is this?
Why did it stop?
That's what I want to know. I know where the whistleblower is. His name's Pierre Delecto. He does not exist. It's made up BS, just like this Russia collusion crap, because they know that these college know-it-all liberals that think that no matter what you tell them, I could sit there and make a newscast. I could put a website up that looks exactly like CNN to where you couldn't tell the difference, and I could say that Barack Obama is an extraterrestrial from Nubanon, and they'd be like, what? Did you read that? Trump is an extraterrestrial from Nubanon. Holy cow. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, honestly, I don't think that they're trying to appease. Well, okay, I take that wrong. I think they had people calling their office. I know about once or twice a week I call Pelosi up.
Mm-hmm.
I think people were calling their Republican office
and saying, why isn't something being done? Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you think that they're trying to play fair? Like, look at me. Look at what we're trying. We're here for the American. When deep down they're like, you know, at the end.
I don't think so. There's a few of them that have been preaching this for a while.
Yeah.
The Matt
I agree
guy.
With you.
Well, what's his last name?
I know.
Matt.
Yeah, I know who you're thinking of.
Oh, I can't remember. I followed him, so I should know his last name. He's been preaching this. Jim Jordan's. He talked, and he was there. He's been preaching that. There's a few of them. I think it took them two and a couple others to get everybody on board to do it.
Yeah.
But there's a few of them that's been preaching this for a while now.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's what I believe. I just didn't know if, like, someone out there thinks that they're just trying to – we're just trying to – yeah,
a lot of them are realizing, hey, wait a minute, the Republicans, our voters are getting mad at this.
Yeah.
So
we got to do something.
Right.
Yeah, you ever heard that song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire? We were at a pub one time and it was playing, and we're like, yeah, we did, man. We doused it with gasoline. We kept it going. We lit the matches and everything.
I hate it.
That was a song that he wrote.
Like Billy Joel, that's the song that kind of started turning me against him.
That song was written because he wanted to be a history teacher for many years, and it was a way for him to.
I just didn't like the song.
Yeah.
I just didn't.
But I mean, it's something like I tell you, you know, you have like Bon Jovi, who's a great person. His music sucks. You have Bruce Springsteen, who has great music. But his politics suck.
Right.
I wouldn't want either. You know, I mean, not that Bon Jovi's that bad, but just not a big fan.
You know what? I don't want to know their politics. I want to hear their music.
Yeah.
I want to see their act. I want to see their movie. I don't want to hear their politics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why I like Dolly Parton. What do you support? I don't care.
She cares. She just won't say. She goes, nope. My job is to entertain. You know?
But I might have to look up to see if she is a Democrat or Republican or a Libertarian or...
I kind of know. Just because I know a little bit about her, but... She's not a Democrat. I'm just going to say that.
No, I know. But it's one of those things that's you're there to entertain. You know, leave the politics to people like me that have a pair and can take it when I get people because they don't have a leg to stand on when it comes to what, you know, they don't. So they, okay, take a dump or vote for Trump. Well, you obviously you can't constructively say, well, this is why I support Hillary Clinton. This is what she would have done for us.
Or Lord only knows how many more people are going to get in the race. Or they're saying that Hillary behind the scenes is really trying to get back in. She wants to be president so bad she can't stand it.
Yeah, she was. Oh, yeah, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in the room when Trump won, because I heard she was violent and going ballistic.
And they had to sedate her.
Yeah, they made her a cocktail. Here you go, have a drink. And it was, and I've heard speculation, because I was talking to a guy off the record, and there's speculation that she's having issues from all the sedating they've had, because when she gets violent, they have to put like stuff in there, and she's having issues from. Like, when she was in the White House, if she went after Bill Clinton, they were protecting the president, no matter who it was. They had to...
See, I guess that's why there's not that many women in Secret Service. Because if you were cheating on me, I would let... If I found out that the president was cheating on the first lady and the first lady was going to kick his...
You would have let it happen.
Yeah. If not, kind of... helped a little bit if I could, you know, just block people from stopping or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Keep it in your pants, dude.
Yeah, and I guess...
At least be a better...
And I heard stories, you know, I read the book about, like, the Secret Service agent that was in the White House who came out and said that there were times that Bill Clinton was with someone else when Monica came.
Well, I guess ever since he was a governor, he cheated.
Oh yeah, big time. And they said like, okay, no, he's in a private meeting. You can't come in. You can't. No, I have. He told me to be here, and he's like, they were trying to keep her away because he was in the room. He was in the Oval Office screwing someone else.
If a man is married, or if a woman is married, it goes. To me, it goes both ways. If I'm married to you, I'm willing to step out of my vows with another person. What makes them think I'm not going to cheat on them?
Yeah, I agree. But then again, I mean, having one wife is hard enough, let alone having like two or three or four wives or two or three or four husbands. I mean, God gives you one. Make the best of it. If you truly don't want to be with someone, say, hey, yeah, I thought I liked you. I thought, no, I just can't.
I say that to you all the time. I just can't.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, there's the door. This isn't a communist country in this place. You can't leave. There's no wall.
Actually, it's horrible.
Okay. Well, okay. See, in the door... See, you call these things doors. Guess what these walls have? They have doors. So you can come in properly. That's why a house... See, a wall doesn't mean stay out. Every house has walls, but they also have doors so you can come in the right way. Not the wrong way. See, that's... You know, but it's nice to see that... But, like, when they start going off on Adam Schiff, you know... McCarthy in 90 seconds, you know, we had John Ratcliffe destroy Taylor's whole argument and all this stuff with with Adam Schiff and all this crap, all this bull crap. These, excuse me, this fake lies, this fake everything. But guess what, folks? It's nice to see House Republicans finally stand up and finally storm them. Now, we need to be doing that. We need to say, hey. Because, you know, don't worry, because you have Berto Butte keep coming out. You know what? Well, we're going to get your guns. I don't care what happens. We're going to take your guns. We're going to do it. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Yeah, we're going to get your guns. I know cops say they're not going to do anything. No organization is going to help us confiscate them, but we're still going to get your guns. I mean, I'm like, I got like a 16th of a percent of the vote, but, you know, when I become president, which is never going to happen, you know, when I have my own website, I wonder what Berto Buke's Twitter page is going to be, his fake page. Is it going to be like Marietto La Muta or something? You're going to find out like 10 years later than he had.
That was a CNN person. They had to take him out. So they have CNN do it.
Yep.
I mean, he's actually stupid enough to think criminals are going to turn in their guns. Really?
I mean, I can't believe this made news, but Shepard Smith has the CNN president has said Jeff Zucker, which his last name should be Sucker, but anywho, he has signaled Thursday that he is very open to hiring former Fox News daytime anchor Shepard Smith. Like, who cares? I mean, like.
Okay. He had the lowest rating show on Fox.
Yeah, no one watched it.
The only reason why CNN wants him is because they want him to go after Trump.
Yeah.
Because he liked to lie. The reason he quit Fox News is because they were getting tired of him lying about Republicans and Trump.
Yeah. Yep. And finally, they got rid of a conservative, you know, I mean, so.
Shepard Smith isn't a
shepherd. I never, then I said it wrong. No, they're getting rid of people that are liberal, because they have tons of liberals on the page. Good old Flip Flop Joe. Oh no, it's Flip Flop Joe. Now China is not a problem. It's not our problem now, you know. You know, now that he's trying to like tone down everything he can about this China deal that he was involved.
He has to, because he wants to keep the money.
Yeah, he's trying to like. I did not take that ton of money from China's bank.
Someone actually called Rush yesterday. I asked him, why are you always taking Trump's side? Why do you feel the need to always defend him? Biden didn't do anything, but yet you're going to defend Trump all the time.
Yeah, that is a troll that got through.
No, well,
yes.
She had fun with her.
Oh, there are people that are trained that they train people.
Oh, sending out callers. Yeah.
Yeah, they're trolling that they how to get past the screeners and what they do, and then when they get on, they're like, okay, that's what's going on. That's what's really going on, because people don't get it. People, you know. That's the problem.
I want their baby. I mean, our oregano. Not what you think it is, folks.
Yeah, you can see it. But yeah, anyway, you know, people comment and talk to me all the time that make no sense because they don't have any leg to stand on. Joe Biden got millions of dollars. You know, that's the thing. You know, when you have that's the Democratic debate, and I've talked about this before. It's millionaires arguing with other millionaires about how millionaires are the problem. So let me get this straight. So if rich people are the problem, then how do we get rid of you, Nancy Pelosi? Because you're the problem. You're a millionaire. I mean, it's not. See, they don't know how to handle. You know, would John McCain really be like, well, no. Trump is like, where's the whistleblower? Bring him. I want to meet him. Bring him out. Show his face. I want to meet this fake person. I don't care if you have to make up somebody. I don't care if you have to pay. If George Soros has to pay somebody to come out and pretend. They don't know how to handle someone that's like, okay, where's your whistleblower? I'll wait. I want him to test. I demand he testify. I demand it. In front of the nation, I demand he testify. Where the bleep is he? Huh, what do we do now? Because he called our bluff. Huh? That's what it is. Democrats are playing cards, and yes. Trump is calling their bluff, and they're like, oh, do we just, like, fold now, or do we try to, because no matter how much we put in the pot, he's not going to believe we have a better hand. That's what it is. They don't know how to handle someone that's calling their bluff.
What do you think is going to happen by Thanksgiving? Because they're saying all this impeachment is going to end by Thanksgiving.
I don't think it's going to go anywhere because they don't have anything. I think people are going to stand up and people are rising up and saying, enough's enough. We're not going to take this. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. And if they try to do anything, the American people are seeing through this charade. That's the problem. This whole, I don't know what to do. No. Trump's evil. Yeah, Trump's racist. How? What has he done?
He's married to an immigrant. How is he racist?
Yeah, how's to a lady that speaks multiple languages?
He's been married. I don't think he's had an American wife.
No.
Is she his third?
Yeah. I mean, well, it's just nice to, and what he's doing is he's getting, it's amazing how quickly Donald Trump's able to get people to flip-flop. Within days and weeks of an issue, he gets them to flip-flop what they believe. And I don't think they know how to keep their head straight. Because, I mean, why can't they just say, hey, this is what I stand for? No, they got to sit there and...
Because they don't stand for anything.
Hi, my name is Donald J. Trump, and I support oxygen. Donald J. Trump, please come out in support of oxygen. Please say that you want to help get cleaner, better oxygen. I want to have Trump come out in support of global warming. I just want to see what the liberals, how they twist it to say that, oh my God, we can't support the earth. We can't. Yes, I demand a plastic straw ban. Oh, we can't ban plastic straws. Trump is for it. What do we do? Because they can't be supporting anything that he says or does. So he needs to be in support of global warming, the plastic straw ban. He needs to make, like, America a sanctuary nation. Oh, just open up the borders. We'll let everyone in, murderers, rapists. We don't care. Hey. That's because what would they do? Because they can't support him. They can't agree with anything he does. I mean, when the economy is doing great, they have to say, well, it's because of Biden. It's because of Obama's policies. Yeah, I run a successful restaurant, but if I give it to someone else and they don't keep it going and keep it up and keep the standards high, it's going to tank. Let's say Obama did make this country better. Hypothetically, he didn't, but let's just go to the town of Make Believe. We got the little train behind us. Doo-doo. We're going to go to the town of Make Believe.
Mr. Rogers' town?
Yeah. We're going to go to the town of make-believe when Donald Trump made America better. Well, wouldn't Trump have to keep it going and keep it better and continue what Obama did? Or So if Obama did something in this country that made it great, which he didn't, but let's just say he did, and Trump didn't do anything, didn't care, wouldn't the country tank? But the country is doing well, and they're trying to blame all the things Trump has done on Obama and Biden. It couldn't be on them. It would have to be on the person continuing to keep it going, keep it better, make it better. And that's what people don't realize. Well, the closest they've come to giving Trump credit for the good economy is saying that it's Obama and Biden's fault. That's why we have this great economy. That's the closest they've come to giving him credit. But I just love it because he gets in
the
flip
same one. People, you try to talk to them about Reagan triple down economics.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't work. That's not true. Okay, then. If that does not work and that's not true, then this economy cannot be Obama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Explain that one to me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, then when he's a racist.
Next. Don't believe you. Prove it. Show me how.
Well, in 1972, he refused to give housing to black people. He did, man. He said, you effing, you know what? And he didn't want to have Section 8 housing. And guess what happened? To save millions, Trump just settled out of court. And in like 78, when they took him back to court, it was in court so long they had no evidence. They had to let it go because it was all bullcrap from the first time.
Right.
A lot of people don't realize that, okay, even if I win this court case, it's going to cost me more than just paying someone 20 grand and settling out of court. It's going to cost you 50.
You get people like watching Judge Judy. What you don't realize, and unless you read what they say on that, is actually neither party really wins or loses.
Yeah.
It's the show that pays whatever she says.
Yeah.
And it's decided before she goes out. Kind of. It's not 100% scripted. But she has it because she looks at the case and she knows kind of which way the law is supposed to go. So she can say, unless they bring in evidence that they didn't send me in.
Oh, I thought she.
How,
oh, I didn't know she had all the evidence ahead of time. I thought they gave it.
90% of the evidence she has ahead of time. Because when you sue somebody, you got to fill out paperwork. This is why I'm suing them. This is what happened. You got to.
Well, I thought you would just tell them. I thought, okay, well, this is your story. Here's the proof. Here's the documentation at the thing. But, I mean,
no,
not that I,
both.
I mean.
You do both. You can bring stuff like you didn't have, that you didn't have, but for 90% of it.
Is scripted. I believed 120% of it was all made up. I assumed they were all actors. I was actually, to be quite honest with you, I was shocked when I heard that she's an actual judge. I thought they were all like Hollywood actors.
No. Most of the judges on those courts, on the divorce court, people's court,
I thought they were
judges.
All fake actors.
No.
I thought they were like, who's that guy? David Caruso? I thought they were like him, you know? I'm going to thank you all.
That's why I say sometimes I can't.
Well, when you watch all these shows and they come out in the third season and say, oh, I was taken off the show because I wasn't arguing enough, I wasn't fighting enough, da-da-da-da-da, and they were telling us what to say and it was all scripted and all written. You know, like I tell people, folks, when I call wrestling fake, I don't mean that you can get hurt. I mean fake as in you're beforehand, you pretty much know who's going to win. The outcome's already decided.
Now,
but
that, in my humble opinion, the belts that they win,
mm-hmm.
those are fake. How I knew those were fake is sometimes you'll have them come out with belts that they had made for themselves. It's like, oh, okay. And
that was after they won the title, then they could make the belt how they wanted to.
No. These these people who, especially if they thought they should have won a match and they didn't win a match, like they did it, I can't remember, this is getting off the subject, but like the tag team, the tag team champions or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they came out with the belt that they had made for themselves because they should have been the champion.
Oh, yeah.
But at least they have the guts to make it look real.
Yeah.
Now they just don't care.
Yeah, now it's so bad. But like, my point is, you know, I always thought all that stuff was fake. But, you know, but going back to the Trump case, when they, the second time around, he goes, okay, let's take this into court. And they never had any, they couldn't get him on anything, so they had to let it go and drop it. I mean, you have this transgender cyclist who has come out, who has, since he is a man, well, there's no scientific data that proves the claim that if you're a man pretending to be a woman, that you're going to be better at athletic events. So if a man who thinks he's a woman does track and field and swimming and all this and, like dominates, and 10 world records have been broken. This high school had track records that have stood the test of time for 35 years, and this guy who thinks he's a woman just shattered 10 high school records. So many women are losing out on swimming scholarships and track scholarships because of guys that think they're a woman.
Weightlifting.
Yeah. There's too many for it not to be. Sorry, but it goes back to the tobacco industry when they took the tobacco and brewed it like a tea and poured it over rats' backs and it produced tumors. Well, no, that's
now that they should make their own. Like they made women and men.
They should make a transgender. And that's the way to go. If you're going to do that, then. Yeah, but then what if you're the only person competing?
Then you won.
Congratulations, folks. I want to be in the transgender football team. How many are we? Okay, you're the only one to try out. Okay. So the transgender team with one person, you're going to play Sarcastaball. What we're going to do is, it's going to be so fun. Don't you hear the sarcasm in my voice? I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like and share. Thank you so much. But, I mean, I kind of agree with that because you can't say that science does not prove. Well, if you can show me where a ton of women dominated against transgenders, then okay, but I've not seen that. I've seen so many transgenders that dominate and these women lose out on scholarships, and one's actually taken the school to court over it because their daughter lost out. Because she was...
What do you think should happen? Let's say this guy, that he's transgender, because, you know, it doesn't ever go in the sports the other way around. You don't see women saying that they're men doing this. Or am I wrong?
I have not heard of a case. There probably is, but...
Okay. But then after they go as far as they can, the Olympics or whatever, then they all of a sudden, oh, I'm a man again. I realized I was wrong.
Well, here goes my point. What determines transgender? Is it someone that's had the reassignment surgery? Or is it like Obamacare's transgender bathroom where all that means is that a guy can...
sport, what you have to do if you're like going from a male to female, you have to test your blood or your hormones, and your testosterone has to be at a certain level. You have to take like female hormones or whatever to lower your testosterone to where you're not supposedly as strong as a man. You do have to take medicine to lower your...
Because I didn't know, because I know if I go with the transgender bathroom, all it meant was men can use the women can use the men. There was no like outline that said, okay, well, you have to, you know. So I didn't know if through like that, like if you wanted to be a transgender sports person, if you had to have like the reassignment, if there's something that you had to do to prove that, yes.
As far as I know, you don't have to have a reassignment surgery, but you do have to take hormones or to lower, you have to have a certain level of testosterone in your system. It can't be high. It has to be a certain amount.
Makes
supposedly
sense.
The same as a woman.
Makes sense.
That's why they're trying to say you're not as strong as a man. But that doesn't, the muscles and stuff are different.
Yeah. The
men and women are different,
period. That's why God made us different. Well, there's a, speak about this, there's a Texas governor who's investigating a transgender child claim where this kid on video said to his dad, my mom was trying to tell me I'm a girl. And he's claiming that his mom...
The mom's right. The mom has the rights, and the mom is going to try to give the boy medicine to make him a female.
And he's like, no, I'm a boy. I'm a boy.
Yeah.
And they're finally... It's taken this long for anybody to intervene. Like, where is Child Protective Services when this dad was going, hey, my son is saying...
Judicial Watch, and he's gotten a lot of... Because if you listen to AFR, to Christian, not Caleb that I know of, because I don't listen to Caleb like you do, but that's all a lot of the political, Christian political people are talking about. It's getting a lot of, but the judge gave the rights to his mom.
Yeah, but when he was going to people saying, my son is saying that my mom is telling me I'm a woman and I'm not a girl, I'm a boy, they wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't listen to him. They wouldn't tell him nothing. But now that, sort of like that, that Canadian Broadcasting Channel.
I would donate money to get if he was to go take his son and try to get out of the country to where she couldn't touch the boy. I would donate money to him.
See, but what infuriates me is it's like the Canadian Broadcasting Channel. All those places, when they did the investigation, nothing was getting recycled until when they found out they were on TV. Oh, we're going to find out what's going on because this is supposed to be getting recycled. It's like this. Until it became public, the Child Protective Services wasn't doing anything. No one was helping him at all, even though he had proof that his son was like, my mom's trying to tell me I'm a girl. I'm not a girl. I'm a boy. I'm a male. Why is she trying to make me a girl? And they didn't care. Oh, that's just a kid in his imagination. He just, you know. Thank God my parents made me into a boy.
God.
The day I was born. Yeah, you didn't let me. But yeah, God, basically. Without the help of my mom and dad, you know.
They had a little something to do with it.
Just a little bit. So when the lottery of life, because of all the sperm, mine made it there first. I had a science teacher, a substitute science teacher, tell us that in 10th grade. Yeah, that's he told us. That was a substitute science teacher.
Okay. Oh my God.
You're hurting my head. Oh my God.
Did your mom know a science teacher told you that?
I don't remember. I'm sure I told her, but I don't remember. I want to get into this because, you know, these college kid know-it-alls. Police say spring breakers are the reason that Miami's new law against cannabis consumption is going into effect.
That kind of makes.
Because you like you can't smoke in public, and like if you think smoking legal hemp flower you're safe, no. Like what you don't understand is if you can't smoke tobacco in a place, even if it's legal to smoke, if you can't smoke cigarettes here, it's illegal, and you're gonna people because they know people are gonna well hemp flower safe. I'm no. If you can't smoke, period. You can't smoke there. You know, everyone, that's why cops have 55 million questions because they've heard people, they have Well, the cocaine just flew into my bag. I don't know how it got there, and
it flew into my car.
It flew, somehow the wind opened up my trunk and those 50 kilos just flew in and then the trunk shut. It was a miracle.
Well, it wasn't a miracle when the cop stopped you, was it?
Man, this isn't really my car. I found it, so I don't know. Okay, sir,
My favorite is, these aren't my pants. I'm just wearing them, but they're not my pants.
Okay, Mr. Pierre Delecto, this car is registered to you. Oh, it's not my car. I don't know how it could be registered to me. Okay, sir, those 50 kilos of cocaine, it's not mine. I mean, okay, that the car, I'll admit the car is mine, the cocaine, I don't know how it got there. Well, wait a minute. First of all, the car wasn't yours. Now you're saying it is. You're changing your, well, no, the cocaine that's mine is in my body. I already used it. The rest, I don't know. Yeah, I haven't sold that yet, so I don't know whose that is.
Yeah, this is my favorite. These aren't my pants. These are my pants.
I mean, I'm wearing them, but they're not my pants. Oh, wow. But thank you so much. Wow. But, I mean, that's the problem you're going to have. You're going to have that generation and... I know. You're going to have that generation where, I mean, I guarantee you when I was 18 years old, if I could have went to a dispensary, I'd have been like a kid in a candy store. Are you kidding me? Yeah, give me a half ounce of Alabama Kush. Give me some of that purple Oprah. Give me some of that lemon haze. Oh, you got edibles? Yes, sir. Okay, I want I'll take whatever. Sir, you can only buy one bag at a time, per day, per person? You gotta be kidding me. One bag? Sir, we limit to only 1/8 a day. So you mean I have to come back every day to get... I've been like a kid in the candy store. And you're gonna have that. And you're gonna have these retard kids that are like... Guess what? We're just going to smoke everywhere because we can. We don't care. You know? And because of that, how dare you legalize cannabis? But when it comes to alcohol, let's drink up. You know, when kids drink and drive and kill themselves, no one's outraged. No one is like, hey, we need to ban alcohol. But... Oh, wow.
Yeah, but look, you know what? It's interesting.
I want to switch gears and get into the Premier League and how Manchester United did against Partizan. You know, you had Maguire and Mata and Lingard and Martial and Wan-Bissaka and Jones and Romero at goal. Yeah, we won 1-0. Is it really a win? I mean, these are teams that should be like a 3 or 4-0 win. And we're barely, yes. Can you believe it? Yes, we won. We won. We got a result. Yes, we did. I mean, but it comes back to, we should have gotten a result. Ollie should be winning. Ollie should be winning. We should be dominating games like that. But we're not. We're not. That's one of the big issues. That's a big problem we have. And where do we go from here, folks? I mean, wow, we won. I mean, you know, of course you're going to have people like my wife like, you beat Partizan 1-0. whoop-dee-doo. We should have blown him out of the water. I mean, it's bad that we won 1-0 against Partizan. I mean, if we couldn't beat Partizan, we have a problem. It's getting to be scary because, yeah, we won. We beat part of, no, we should have said, hey, yeah, we should have lost. They're a pub team. They're a horrible team. They're a pub. But where do we go? I mean, that's the problem. I mean, they had 16, I think, shots on, if I remember correctly, from the stats, 16 on target. We had 5. And we basically had not one shot on target, except for the penalty. I don't know. I think the Glazers are ready to sell. I think it's not going to be too much longer before the Glazers sell. I really do. But then you have that whole with the human rights issue. Do you really want to have Saudi Arabian people running our club? I mean, and that's a big ethical issue. And everyone, I've had people, what do you think? And that's the big topic. You know, do you want to have someone from Saudi Arabia run a Manchester United? And I don't know. I want to have somebody running the club that wants to win, that wants to dominate, that wants to be successful, that wants to be a part of a great team. They're like, you know, let's, you know, Alex Ferguson is not there anymore as a manager. You know, and you know, the 5-3-2 that we played today, it can work with, if it's a pub team like today, it's, no one's going to really score because you're two defensive teams. We need to be a 4-3-3. That's what we need to play. I'm not a big 5-3-2 fan. It can work. It can work. As with Chelsea, they used it and it worked, but they were on the attacking side. Conte made it work because they were attacking. They weren't a defensive side. But it's like we were attacking under Jose Mourinho. No, we weren't. Alex Ferguson, we were attacking. And then we got Van Gaal and we got Jose Mourinho. And we got Dave Moyes. And they were all very defensive-minded managers. And now Ollie seems to be kind of in that phase. I don't know. Something's got to change. And when you look at this club and the history and everything, it's going to turn around. It's not like, okay, well, Manchester United is horrible right now, so I'm done. I'm done. Goodbye. No. We're riding this out. We're riding this out. The devils are riding this out, and we're gonna. I think before too long, within 2 years, we're gonna have new owners, and hopefully it's people that want this club to succeed. That are fans. They're like, you know, I don't care who it is, per se. I mean, I really don't. I mean, they're Saudi billionaires, you know. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward. But I mean, we're like pathetic on the pitch. I mean, when you sit there and you're like, well, if I watch the replay or whatever, if I miss part of the game or whatever, or I'm working in the games on, it's like, am I really going to miss anything? Am I really going to, is something, you know, I'm hoping that I should have watched the game because the team turned around. The team, you know, but they'll kind of, they'll have moments of like, wow, like here's a spark, but then it doesn't amount to anything. I mean, if we play like we did today, if we play the 5-3. Yeah, my things. I gotta get this week. I gotta get a reconnection. But what, you know, if we're, you know, and you just wonder, like, Lukaku, we got rid of Lukaku. Would we have been better off keeping him? Because at least he was a decent scorer. I kind of feel like we had some decent players. You know, I don't know what the answer is because, I mean, I feel like, yeah, you got rid of some players that need to get rid of, but where was the, okay, you get rid of him, who are you bringing in to replace him? What if Paul Pogba got an offer and he left? He would have had Pogba gone and Lukaku gone and no one really replacing him. Yeah, they're tugging at our heartstrings. Look at all these youngsters, the youngsters. Okay. What's the plan? Okay, I can hire a bunch of 18 and we can sign a bunch of 18 and 19-year-old players. If they're not ready to play right now, where's the plan? What are you going to do with them? We're going to loan them out and get them experience. What about now? You need to have some players. Okay, we need to have some players that are ready to play now that can dominate. We need some players that are decent that are here, and then we need to have some youngsters. And these youngsters are going to come up here, and they're going to replace these players that are decent that have gotten really good. And when these players that are dominant that are near the end, you know, when they got 2 or 3 years left, when they take off, these players are going to go here, these players are going to go here, and then we're going to get new ones. If all you have is players down here, okay, what are you going to do if you don't? Okay, well, we're just going to throw them at the wolves and hope to God they play good. Oh, Lord. I don't know. I think once we get got about 90 seconds left. Once we got a good old-fashioned, once we get a director of football and I think we get moving. Because I think Bandasar wants to possibly be that role, but you know, I don't think it's going to be for a while, so we'll have to wait and see. Because he's happy at Ajax, so let him, if he's happy, let him be where he is. If he wants to come, let him come on his terms. That's traveling. 60 seconds. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, I got disconnected twice, so I had to sit there and I got to get a new connection. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you're a part of. And remember, folks, the popcorn you've been eating has been pissed in film at 11.
Stop.
Yeah, that's one thing I gotta get my wife. We're gonna watch the Kentucky Fried movie. She'll laugh. She's never seen it.
Seen what?
The Kentucky Fried movie with all the, oh, it's hilarious. It's all these skits and parodies. It's funny. It's from like the 80s.
Okay.
Remember, folks, with a firm alliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, all. and God bless. Goodbye.